Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Tom McNew again here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in here for School Spirit. I got another special guest with me again this week.
Hi, Tom.
Anne-Marie is filling in for
Miss... and I decided to come back so that we could finish the session out with... With the homeschool.
And that's exactly right. We're going to pick up... This is part two of our conversation with Miss Angie Neal and Miss Michaela Lewis, who is a director and a group leader over at the Sacred Heart Homeschool Co-op. Part one was on last week. If you missed that, it'll be available on our website, and you can always go there and tune in. And if you are going to only get part of this episode, remember that we do an encore presentation on Sundays at noon. Angie, Michaela, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. So we kind of left off, we kind of introduced the curriculum. As I understand it, the way your co-op is structured, you meet on a Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a Monday through Thursday piece is kind of left up to mom and dad, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So can you kind of talk me through how that works?
Yeah, so whatever curriculum you're using at home, you do that, you know, Monday through Thursday and Friday, if you still have mm-hmm. stuff to do. And then you would come to our co-op for more of the supplemental stuff. So like your art, your electives, mm-hmm. what I would say. Mm-hmm. So for the younger kids, we have art, science, chorus, a virtue program. For older kids, it just kind of changes every year. Last year we did some advanced art with resin. We did a theater group where they put on a play at the end of it.
Oh, cool.
We did a religion class, we did entrepreneur class, we did a law class, you know, so it really just depends on what parents, what skills they have to uh-huh. offer the kids and kind of what we want to do, you know, we try to do like a 3-year cycle mm-hmm. and so they can at least get it one time and maybe two times. Mm-hmm. That's the whole classical model, right? You hear it.
3-year cycle. What do you mean by that?
So like... One year we might do like the ancient time period and then the next year we go through the like Renaissance period and mm-hmm. then we're like in the modern world. And so as for young kids, that classical model, when you hear it, right, and we're memorizing these things, they don't know what any of this stuff really means.
Sure.
But the next time they hear it, they are like, oh, I remember that. And then mm-hmm. they have getting into that more logic stage where they can like process it and then really start to analyze it. And then in the high school, the rhetoric age, where then we can do like really big discussions because we've heard it like 2 or 3 times and now it makes sense because we've already heard it. It's kind of like when you hear a name that you've never heard before mm-hmm. and it takes you a long time to finally remember that name and then you're like, oh, you can process it. So that's kind of like with information, you hear it and then you kind of learn about it. So that's what we like to do in the classical.
So how many, recognizing that our school year just ended,
mm-hmm.
so this past school year, you had how many students that would come on Friday?
We had about 45 students.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
a lot.
So we how do you manage 9. All those? How are you managing 45 kids of age group from pre-K to how old?
Yeah. I think we had a 16-year-old.
Okay,
or
so
well, we
sophomores?
Actually, yeah, I think we had an 18-year-old last year, too. So the moms, right? The moms are amazing. And I think we hold the kids to a high standard, right? Like we teach them the virtues, like how to, you know, talk respectfully to each other. And, you know, we do respect, loyalty, hard work, all of those virtues play into it. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I mean, we still have crazy chaos, you know, running around in the mm-hmm. hallways mm-hmm. At times. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, they're really well behaved. And we aren't afraid to not discipline other children, but just to instruct them and to be uh-huh. like, oh, thank you for walking in the hall, you know,
so,
instead of running.
So you guys are over at St. Luke in Temple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we really clarified that last week.
No, we did not.
Yeah.
So there might have been somebody listening last week who was like, where is this even at?
Yeah.
So you guys run this out of their RE building? Is that correct?
Yep, in the RE building.
Okay.
Father John has been so gracious to let us use the building, and we always try to leave it better than we found it, you know, to...
Well, with allow all them the to keep 45 coming back. Kids, they can all help clean up.
Yeah, right.
So it's a good thing there's a lot of classrooms over there, so you split up into different rooms.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask, how you kind of split up.
Yeah, so we have a nursery, right? So we have some designated like moms that just stay in the nursery, so that's available. And then we have like a room that we set up a piano and is kind of our chorus room. And then we have an art room that we have set up, and then a science room. So those are all like the designated where the kids will like move to the different areas. And then for our older kids, we just have two classrooms and they'll just be in there. Some if we have enough middle school and high school, we'll split them. But most of the time, having them together, it actually works really well because some of the middle schoolers really – they'll just say whatever they want to say, and it kind of prompts more dialogue. And so it's good. And so last year we just kind of put them all together, and I think we had like 12 upper level kids.
And how long do you go on the one day?
It's about 3 hours.
3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So afterwards, we usually always go to the park for those people that can. And that's some of the kids' favorite part, like going and socializing and hanging out at the park and just playing. Yeah. And the moms get to like just hang out and have lunch.
Visit.
And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so nice.
So the Monday through Thursday piece then, Michaela, is kind of left to mom and dad. So,
yeah.
So talk a little bit about from your perspective of the younger children and how that works at your house.
Yeah, so I have 5 and under. Again, I have a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And curriculum really isn't something that's huge at this age. So sure. I went and got a curriculum called Playing Preschool. It's a 2-year cycle. And my 3-year-old joins in because she doesn't ever want to be left out, you know? and so she's been doing it and learning her letters and her colors all through that, which has been great. And my oldest daughter, 5, has been doing, she's actually just finishing this week with the last segment of that.
Okay.
And it's all about playing. So they just, Monday through Thursday, we have, you know, different activities. We're in sports and things like that for them, but they just, we do about a 45-minute curriculum at the max. Sometimes it's, you know, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But we just – and we've had to adapt it a little bit too because we do only Monday through Thursday. There's sometimes where I'll just double up the activities so that I can do like 3 activities in a day versus the 2 that it normally has. And if she's already mastered a skill in some set, I don't keep repeating it because it exhausts them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to lose interest.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's a lot of games and stuff. You know, she's been learning her letters through Go Fish with her dad. They play that every night.
That's awesome.
She's got like this storyboard checkers or chess coming up that my husband got her, and he's excited to teach her chess through the story. And things like that. But yeah, it's just a lot of games at home and a lot of playing. And if they're out playing in the grass and in the dirt, we live on a farm. Yeah. So if they're out doing something, I don't bring them in to do a curriculum.
So I think the key element here that I'm picking up is regardless of what particular model you've chosen, it's all about the flexibility and either taking advantage of where your children are individually and or where or the special talents that the parents bring to the co-op themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to take advantage of the individual graces that the Lord has given each and every one of us.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay, so the other elephant in the room is all this stuff is not free.
No.
So how much, you know, our moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas that are listening, how much is it going to cost them to send their kids to be part of this co-op?
So what's wonderful with what we did, because I'm kind of frugal, so it's, but we actually only charge $100 a family.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very reasonable.
It's just to cover the cost of the supplies that we use for the art and the science, and then for like our party supplies that we do, because we do fun things on feast days and Valentine's days. And, you know, remember growing up and you always decorated that Valentine box and everybody, you know, and so, you know, you're like, okay, so we do that at ours. And so the kids get to like, you know, do little notes for their classmates and do that. And we have a big Valentine party on Valentine's Day. And so those fees,
help I just cover wanted. Construction paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's favorite thing in grade school is that colored construction
paper. But yeah, the wonderful thing is, you know, St. Luke's doesn't charge us to use their facility, which That's is wonderful. Like a huge blessing. Yeah. And so then whatever money we have left at the end of the year, then we just give it back to them as a donation. And so
that's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So and it's so really not good. That much. Whether you have seven kids or you have one kid, right? Because it's like, you know, the family with the one kid can usually afford the $100 because they have one kid. Mm-hmm. The family with, you know, seven kids is very grateful that it's only $100 because all the rest of their money is being used up. So it just all works out. So
talk a little bit now as a mom of a whole bunch that have kind of run the gambit now, and you've done several different models. So talk about your Monday through Thursday kind of structure.
Okay, so my older kids are just kind of, right now, I liked this science book and I liked this math. I liked Saxon math because I'm an engineer and that's what I learned. And mm-hmm. so I can teach that really well. And then we're using some history books for, you know, history that I really like. And so I just kind of picked and choose. I didn't follow one set curriculum like Colby or, and so that's what my older kids are using. My younger kids are actually, they're a Texas public school choice. No, it's called it's a Great Hearts, and it's a classical charter school put on that Texas has. And so if anybody's out there saying, I want a homeschool, but I don't know how, like this program is amazing. They still teach all of the classics. They're teaching poetry. Like my first grader had to memorize this 8-stanza poem. I mean, it was like it was when he finished, it was like a minute and a half of him reciting, and he did
That's impressive.
I mean, yeah,
that is impressive. And I don't think I could do that now.
I don't think I could have done that in first grade.
And then what the great thing was, like when we have our showcase at the end of the year, my son just went up on stage and did that poem to the rest of them, and I was blown away that he wanted to do that. Yeah, he still remembered it. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and so so there's. You know, we love the program. They use Writing Road to Reading or the Spalding method for like writing in that program. And they have their own teachers. And you can do a live model or you can do a flex model. And we do the flex because it's more like homeschooling. You have so much that you have to get done in the year. And you just kind of, they have it scheduled. Like this is, if you get this stuff done today and this stuff, you'll be on track. And so we just make sure that they get all their stuff done. And then we're able to add like the religion and stuff on top of that because, you know, we have enough time to do that.
So you mentioned the feast days and you hinted at a field trip kind of.
Yeah.
And there, talk about that.
Yeah. So the great part about this is community, right? Like, yes, we're coming to learn electives and to be there on that Friday, but just having Catholic community with people all over. I mean, we have people coming from Jarrell, from Waco, Gatesville. I mean, all over, right? From Cove. And so just to be able to have that Catholic community, we do field trips. We've gone out to like the Science Mill in Johnson City. So depending on like what we're studying, like if we're doing ecology in our science, we might go to the Cameron Park Zoo. We'll go to the Bell County Museum. We've done Eucharistic exhibits up there in Round Rock. We've gone together as a co-op up there. And so we get to just have all of those fun things that are Catholic and then aren't Catholic. During the summers, we'll get together and at splash pads and, you know, I think we're going to come up to Land Passes hopefully one day and do the Hancock Pool and stuff like that. So we get to have some fun things like that.
Yeah.
So what would you say to somebody, Angie, who has never homeschooled? Maybe they have a child who's currently in public school, but they're hearing this and they're like intrigued and they're like, maybe it would be a good choice for me to take my kid out of public school and I shouldn't say kid, take my child out of public school and start doing homeschool. How would somebody get started? What would you say to somebody who's like, how do I get started? What's the first step? Like, what do I do? How do I know that my kids are getting tested the way they're supposed to be tested and that they're getting to the next level and all that?
Yeah, I've never tested my kids. I don't know. I don't know where they are, right? Like, but you know, as a mom, in the high school age, right? Like the younger kids, they're going to learn at their own pace, and you're going to know because you're with them every single day, right? The teachers have to test because there's 30 kids in the classroom, mm-hmm. and they don't really know what you're learning, you know? So that's their way of being able to gauge what they're learning, right? As we don't have to do that as parents, because we already know, and we know if they're struggling in something, and so we will add on a little bit more. Right. Now in high school, you know, there's the CLT test, which is like the classical learning test, a new one that's kind of come out with the ACT and the SAT. And so it's really a good model of like how they can think, right? Not what you can memorize for a test, but mm-hmm. how do you process information, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do as scholars, right? Mm-hmm. We can't just rote memorize everything and then be able to regurgitate it. Like that doesn't really do us any good in the world. But we need to be able to know how to think logically. And so those tests, you can take those. There's pre-tests for those. I'm actually going to do that with my kids, my sophomore kids this summer, and just see where they are.
Mm-hmm. Now you called that, what'd you call that again?
That was, it's a CLT. It's the classical learning test.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the ACT.
I see.
And schools are actually accepting that now instead of the ACT, you have to check, but,
colleges and universities.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
And there's tons of testing stuff. If you're that mom that you're like, I don't know if I am doing it right. Right. There's tons of online tests that you can just have your kids go and do, and most of them are free. Mm-hmm. So if you want that peace of mind, you can. But just know, like, you're the best person to know what they're learning, mm-hmm. because you're with them every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, but there's tons of curriculum.
The first step, besides just taking your child out of school.
Yeah.
Now they're home. What's the next step?
Just if you want true Catholic curriculum, there's tons. You can just Google Catholic curriculum, right? There's tons. There's Mother of Grace. There's Anna Mater Abilis. There's tons of curriculum out there.
I've heard the Seton Home
the
School.
The Seton Home School.
That Dr. Ray always buys.
Oh, yeah. That's really rigorous. So we don't do that. But no, that I know a ton of moms that do that, and that's great. I'm more of a just kind of make it up as I go kind of person. And so there's Homeschool Connections. That is a great online program. And it's like $400 for the family for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they have like 700 recorded lessons. And so you can start your young kids with those programs. You know, if you're like, I can't teach this, well, there's tons of online programs. So you just want to find what fits best. But really for kids, you just need to make sure they know how to read, how to do math. You know, those are your tubing, reading and math, you mm-hmm. know, up until like third, fourth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can start adding histories and all of those other things. And you can do that ahead of time too, mm-hmm. but you don't, they get enough history and science just by being at home, playing out in the mud, climbing trees, cooking with their mom. I mean, they're learning so much of those things naturally because they're at home with you doing those things that they don't need to have a book to tell them how to do it. You know, like they're learning.
I just heard on Teresa Tamio's show a couple days ago that one of the most highest Googled thing is how to change a tire from millennials.
Oh, yeah.
And things like how to balance my checkbook and, mm-hmm. you know, skills, because public schools aren't teaching home ec or anything or shop class or anything anymore. And we don't have driver's ed, which it should be.
Right.
I'm just going to plug that.
That's a conversation for another day.
Oh, yeah, I know. Definitely. My kids are just starting that. They're doing their program right now so that they can get their learners.
But I commend you on taking your you know, making that commitment as a parent to stay home with your children and teach them, because I can see that it's an excellent course of action.
I think the
teach your kids.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think the important thing is, and to kind of get back to your question, is that if mom and dad or grandma or grandpa are sitting there and they're like, I'm not happy with what's going on in my kid's current educational environment, regardless of where it is, and you're looking to make a change, the key thing I'm hearing is they're not alone. There's a ton of options out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And And so if they wanted to get in touch with y'all, and this is summertime, so you're not really meeting at all, really.
Mm-hmm.
But if they wanted to get in touch with you, what's the easiest way to do that?
Well, we do have a website, sacredheart homeschoolers.wordpress.com, because I'm too frugal to pay that $10 fee every month to get WordPress off. But yeah, trying to keep the costs low, right?
But they could just go search Sacred Heart Homeschoolers.
Well, I don't know, because I've tried that and it doesn't pull up. So okay. You wanna...
I just searched for it on my phone right before we met, and I
did it pull up?
It came up the first thing, probably because you just took stuff off your website yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there great.
You go. If you
okay.
do stuff on your website, well, we'll make sure, all the time, yeah. it will make it pop up because there's changes okay. to it.
Yeah. What yeah. we'll do is we'll make sure and link it, and we'll put the website in the show notes when we post this up.
But then another on the St. Luke website.
Okay.
If you go under like the education tab, like where they do like the faith formation,
mm-hmm.
They have a little thing for like Holy Trinity and for St. Mary's, and then they have homeschool co-op. So
oh,
you can
that's wonderful. It's,
you can click on that. So they oh, put that up go. There for us. So
okay. that's great.
So
yeah.
A couple of options, easy. Just go to St. Luke or. Yep. If for those of you that are not driving and can write down Sacred Heart
Homeschoolers.
Okay, mm-hmm. sacredhearthomeschoolers.wordpress.com.
Correct.
Again, we'll make sure and link that in our show notes.
And here, we're so. About to have a Facebook page, so I'm yes. not a big like social media person, but yeah. I have somebody that's going to be creating a Facebook page
well,
for
that
us.
Would be helpful.
So you can you know, look for
and
that in the
like
next
that
few weeks too.
On our Facebook page yep. for Armor yep. God Catholic
we'll
Radio.
Right. So, yeah. What grades are you? I mean, obviously, you're going to take the grades that you have. You know, your kids, but I mean, how early and how? I mean, all the way through high school.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like I said, we had the nursery program, right? But then they actually start the classroom at 3. We have a what we call a pre-grammar, our little angels. They're from the 3 to 5 year olds. And then we have a grammar, like the non-reading grammar kids. And so that's like 5 to 8 year olds. And then like the 9 to 11 year olds is like mm-hmm. our upper grammar. And then they go on to the middle school and high school. And so that's where they will just have like either 3 or 4 classes, depending on, you know, the parents, you know.
That's fun. That sounds so, so much fun.
Yeah. 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 We have a good time.
What we'll do is we'll set up a field trip to Armor of God Radio.
Oh my gosh,
that'd
would
be fun.
Yeah. Yes,
we did that with another homeschool group.
Yeah, we did it. We did. Yeah, a
where
couple
all the
years
kids
ago,
came up so to the tower and Tom explained cool. how
they
everything.
Loved it.
Oh yeah, we're doing yeah. forces in motion. I don't know that you know. Well, we did. We should have done that last semester because we just finished sound, so
oh,
we
yeah.
can like there maybe do that one of the
we'll
first ones
out.
So they'll remember it.
We could go to. The towers out in Temple.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
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 That would be awesome.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So can I ask one last question?
We got about 5 minutes left,
okay.
So go right ahead.
So out of last week, Michaela, you mentioned that there was a co-op that wasn't a Catholic, you know, directly Catholic
yeah.
co-op in Gatesville.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive 45 minutes to Temple to get to this one that is truly authentically Catholic
yeah.
co-op. So why should, besides the Catholic aspect, why should somebody choose this co-op if they're, you know, say a non-Catholic but a Christian, or even maybe somebody who doesn't even know anything about the faith and they're like, well, I'm homeschooling and I need to have an outlet to share time with other parents and other, you know, homeschool families. Yeah. Why should they choose this Sacred Heart homeschool group?
Because we spread the truth, right? I mean, we don't take anything out of when we're learning about composers, we teach exactly what they were, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't take out anything because history told us, oh, we don't need that anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And so...
You mean the culture? Why the culture tells
yeah.
them
yeah.
you shouldn't
yeah.
use it.
Yeah, the culture.
So,
yeah, it's true.
So you're,
yeah.
you're being true to the subject matter and not to the culture.
Yes.
In what you're sharing with children.
Yeah. yeah. No electronics are allowed.
That's great. That's
even for the moms.
Yeah, even for the moms.
We don't.
Yeah.
We don't carry our phones
really?
Usually around for us.
Unless no. we're using it
That's
for like the music or whatever.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We'll do that. And Yeah, the kids only if they're in the upper level and they're doing it for research for their projects that they're working on. That's the only time. But I mean, it's just wonderful to see all the kids like playing cards at the very beginning, or sometimes we'll have the Gaga ball pit up, set up, and they're just playing, you know. And so, yeah, that's one of my big strict rules is that there's
there's so many of the public school systems now
are
that
one-to-one technology.
You have
to have your computer.
They're starting to institute all these, you know, put your cell phone in a locker when you come to school kind of things. And the revolt that has occurred from parents, you know, I find that just fascinating that parents were so uproared.
We could do a whole other segment on that since I was an emergency management coordinator for Austin.
Yeah.
That we might have to do that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I argued with that all the time because it was like, you didn't want your kid that kid having a cell phone and being able to tell their text that out and to communicate with their parent is on a great level, as well as, okay, well, now someone could hack in and know your location and all this kind of stuff. So we could do a whole other segment on that.
We'll bring you back as part of our hometown here.
I grew up and you know, I was at school, at public school, and, you know, my mom trusted that I was there at school and I was okay. Yeah. And if something happened, the school would call my mother.
That's right.
And, you know,
there's no trust anymore.
Yeah.
All the parents are there. Right. It's not a drop-off program. Yeah. All the parents are there. They're actively involved. They're teaching or they're helping out in a classroom. You know, that's how we can keep the price low because everybody's volunteering. Mm-hmm. And so.
And that's like not even just like you mentioned non-Catholics. Like I was Protestant before I converted. And it's the Catholic aspect is really important. But it's also that it's like a very close community. It's not huge. So I looked into a different co-op and it was like there was over 300 kids. Mm. My kid's gonna get lost in that. If I wanted that, I'd send him to public school.
Yeah.
But you know, a smaller area where my kid is learning the virtues, but also getting to know she knows her friends in that class. They're you know, she's also gotten to know the older kids and you know, things like that. So and I know you know, the moms get together and stuff too. So you're not doing it by yourself anymore either.
Greater sense of community.
Yeah.
Hey folks, we're going to have to end our session this week. Thanks for tuning in. Angie, Michaela, thanks for coming. And the last couple weeks has been it's been fun talking about the Sacred Heart Homeschoolers Co-op.
Yes.
And again, we'll link it on our show notes. Thank you both again very much for coming and thanks for tuning in, everybody. Again, we'll re-encore production, encore broadcast on Sunday afternoon. And this will be on a website eventually. And remember to put on the armor of God.